Yeah, it's wonderful. We can all express our hearts of gratitude and thankfulness to God in many different ways. And I'm really thankful that God has given us this new life in Christ, that he set our hearts ablaze when we received the Holy Spirit. Just like on the day of Pentecost, you know, cloven tongues like as of fire come into each heart and made them brand new, new creation in Christ. And that's what we are. So God knew that they needed more than what they seen. They've seen the healings, they've seen the miracles, they even demonstrate the power of God because of the Spirit of God upon them. But God needed it to be permanent within the side. So when we confess Jesus Christ is our Lord, and we believe God raised from the dead, we are filled with that Spirit. No one can take that away from us, not even God will take it away from us. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance, and it's what we do with what we got. And that's the most important thing. You know, we've all got different talents and abilities, but if we don't use them, then we lose them type of thing. They just become on the shelf. Like I play the guitar, I could have been a lot better on the guitar if I actually practiced more than I actually have. So it all depends what we do with what we got, and to be thankful for what we got. You know, every one of us are in the right place. If you needed to be anywhere else, God would have had you somewhere else. But you are right in the right place in your life. And you know, sometimes it's good to sit down and think, why am I in this place? What lessons is God teaching me about me so that I can really be open in different areas of my life and walk, that I can grow? We want to be growing all the time, and we can. It's available. You know, we're complete in Christ. God has done everything for us, and it's up to us to use what God's given us. It's up to us to use and demonstrate that Spirit of God that he's placed within inside of us. And that's what we need to be navigated in this world. This world is as a wilderness. We're in it, but we're not of it. We don't have to live by the systems of the world. We don't have to go by the words of this world, which are not God's words. They're earthly, sensual, and devilish. It just leads to destruction. And God's words leads to life. You know, we got the life within us, but now we want to manifest this life. We want to manifest the Christ within us. We want to demonstrate to the world God's love, light, power, and that his wisdom is far superior than anything you can learn in this world. And that God has got the best life for you, but it's all down to you. And so, you know, God will always do what he says he's going to do. Whatever God has spoken into your life by someone and what he's put in your heart, he will do that. He's going to do that. What God began in you, he will complete. And if we want it to be a successful walk, a successful life, and we want to be serious, we've got to be serious with God. Like, you know, in the sense of serious as in, like, God is first. I want to receive the best benefits of what God has made available to me. And it comes through doctrine. It comes through the right words. Like, God wants us to speak those heavenly words which bring light and deliverance. And as I was sharing, when we speak God's words from our mouth, it's light. It dispels darkness. It brings God onto the scene in situations where it might be quiet, where it might be dark, where there seems to be no direction. And God has made a way for us to really be an example to the world and to ourselves that we know that God is true and faithful in all that he says and does. And it's very important who we have around and in our lives. You know, God has connected me to many different people through my journey on my walk with God, to get me to the place where I am now. And now I know I'm in that right place. Then I just continue in that, and I seek God to continue to move in those things. So conditioning is very important, and the environment that we're in is very important. So like Becky went on a run today, and she found it more difficult because the conditions had changed. It was really hot. And so we want to be ready on every situation, whether the conditions change, we are ready. You know, we are ready to go. Like, with God, we're ready to go. We can adapt to any situation in life because we've got God first, and he's navigating us by that Holy Spirit, that same Spirit that he poured out on the day of Pentecost, which empowered the disciples to move in authority and strength and to really speak words that would get people to turn around. You know, the people that, you know, repent. Like, there's an old saying from the Irish people, is get down on your knees and thank God you're back on your feet. And I always laugh at that because it's quite funny. you know, get down on your knees and thank God you're back on your feet. But really, like, getting down on our knees with God, Father, what is your direction for me? And God has given such great direction for every individual on here. But the thing is, he's giving you free will choice as well, what you're going to do and what you're not going to do with what you hear and receive. So for someone that's serious, really serious, I mean, really are concerned about their walk with God, that they want to really bring glory to God through their life, that they're going to be humble to God, that they're going to receive the words and get the right words, you know, the right training. If you get the wrong training, then you're not going to be successful in what you do. If you're not fully focused on that, then you're not going to complete the things that you need to complete with whatever you're competing on. And for an example, we watched, I was over at Jack's and Becky's last night, we watched this undisputed heavyweight title fight between Tyson Fury and Oleksandr Usyk. And I was looking, I observed very many things in the world and how they do things, and I was watching Tyson's crew. So you got Tyson, he was the WBC champion, and you have his people that he has around him, his crew, you know, for the fight, the people that he selected to be around him. And unless those people are on point around him, then they are either going to help him win or they're going to help him fail. And if the mindset is wrong, if the attitude is wrong, then it just brings in weakness. And so when I looked at his team, there were some good people in, but his dad, John Fury, very loudmouth person, very opinionated. And, you know, he's there and the other team was shouting, Usyk, Usyk. And so John Fury walked up to one of the guys. There was a big guy there and he walked past him, seen a little guy and headbutted him. Now, this is on television. Like, you know, this is all over YouTube. And it's just not a great example, but it didn't help Tyson anything. You know, if I was his dad, I'd be there. I'd be wanting to represent my son well. And we want to represent God well in this world. You know, if we're out of order, then people are not going to take it seriously. People are not going to take you seriously. And you're going to be talked about. And that's exactly what happened there. And when you looked at Usyk's team, this guy's from Ukraine. Fantastic boxer. Deserved to win last night. But he had a great team around him. They were all speaking good words. They were all behind their man. They were disciplined. They were focused. They didn't speak bad words at all, whereas the other side did. And both of them were believers. Both of them professed their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But attitude is everything. Attitude is everything. If we think we know it all, if we think we're the top dog in that negative sense, then you're going to lose. But if we keep humble and thank God that he's going to give us the victory in our situations, he'll always give us that victory. And I just seen this in the two teams. So I sat there last night. We watched many fights and it was getting late. Me and Jack were dozing off, snoring, waiting for the main fight. But we was awake and we watched it and it was absolutely fantastic fight. But I kind of, my heart went out to Fury because his corner wasn't telling him that he was behind. His corner wasn't telling him, you need to put some more work in there to get this win. And he was saying after the fight, well, I thought I was doing everything. I thought I was affording points. He said, if my team told me, if my corner told me I need to step it up, I would have stepped it up. So sometimes we can delude ourselves thinking we're in front when we're actually not. So this is why it's good to have these connections, number one, with God and the people that we got around us. So I've been talking about this quite a lot because God's been showing me it a lot. You know, our circle is very important. And you're better off having a very small circle and let God add to it rather than going with everyone else, which everyone does. That's what the world does. And then be sidetracked, left, and not really living the full potential of what you got. I believe if Tyson had a good team there, as well as his own training, his own disciplined mind, he could have won that fight. He was boxing beautifully as well. So the focus is very important in whatever we're doing, like with running. You know, Becky ran, it was a different weather environment, different conditioning, and she prepared to do the best she could in that situation. And that's all God wants us to do. He wants us to look to him, stay with him, move in the right direction. And, you know, be aware of our surroundings. Be aware of who is in our circle. Is there someone in your circle that is always bringing in negatives, always saying negative things about other believers? And I'm saying about other believers because we're believers on it. We're leaders on it. And so how we do things is very important, and we can go to God for the wisdom. Ask God for the wisdom of how to conduct yourself, how to portray yourself, how should you be, when should you say a joke, or when should you be very serious, when should you be quiet and listen to what somebody else is saying so that you can actually minister what God wants to minister. Because sometimes I get people contact me and they talk and I don't even get to say anything. But I listen to them, I'm graceful and I'm humble, I'll listen to what anyone's got to say. But in a one-on-one situation, there should be a two-way conversation, you know, where you can receive what someone is saying, you can minister to that need, and that they also hear what you got to say and what they're doing, you know, because it tends to growth. It's the right environment to grow. It's the right environment to keep your heart ablaze and to keep focused. And I'm really thankful. I've had a great week. The time has gone really quick to come to USA, but it seemed at the time it was going long. But I'm excited, I'm prepared, you know, I prepared myself for this trip with God. I haven't prepared any teachings, I haven't prepared anything like that, but I'm prepared myself in prayer, and with whatever God wants to do, I want him to do the things, I want him to lead me in these situations. I want to practice using that Spirit of God within me, and just let God open the doors, and whatever's in front of me, just be that person that he wants me to be in those situations. So people are free. You know, sometimes we can organize God out of a job because we're organizing this and we're organizing that. I'm not saying that we don't organize things, but what I mean is like, you know, we definitely do fellowship when we're there, when we're in the USA, but let God organize it. Let God arrange it. Let it naturally come together. And I was talking with Sangha. On my one-on-one, I connect to my minister and he gives me fantastic encouragement. And I was saying to him, I remember, like, God's trained me for what I'm doing without realizing he's trained me for what I'm doing, like traveling all over Europe, all over USA and different places. And I remember being with Sangha and he would always say to me, because I was new, like in this traveling and seeing new people and speaking in front of people I've never met before. He says, just relax. He said, like, we don't have to organize anything. We just let God organize it. Whatever food is put in front of you, he said, you just eat that and be thankful. Whatever they decide they're going to do, you let them do that. They're hosting you. Let them take care of you. Let God provide the things for you. And you know, so, and when we traveled, it was like, okay, we don't have to organize things. God will arrange and work in everyone's heart that when we come together, then like we would go out to the park. I can remember once going to France. I don't know if Frank remembers this. This was going back, in the beginning days. We all went out to the park. And there was a lady there that had polio, one leg shorter than the other. And there was another man that had some devil spirits and mental condition. And I was called away to this lady that had the one leg shorter than the other. And she wanted me to minister for it to grow out, which it actually did. And at the same time, I ministered to her, using that Spirit of God, that ability, you know, through, because the conditions were right, she had faith, she desired, she wanted to be ministered to. I had faith, and I know God could do, and I wanted to minister also. And then Sangit there was talking to this guy in the park, and all of a sudden, we're quite a distance away, but there was this big screech coming from this guy's voice. And it wasn't like a normal screech, it was a devil spirit being cast out through Sangit to this man, and this man got complete deliverance and his mind became sound. And so, you know, that wasn't arranged, it was just a day out in the park, but God arranged it, and then we all come together, and then people started to share their hearts, and it was just really wonderful. So when God organizes, when we allow God to work in each heart and we come together, it can be so wonderful. When it's structured, it's nice. Obviously, if you're doing a fellowship in a home, you've got people coming, yeah, there's some type of structure. But letting things relax and letting God work in it will produce the best results. So, again, even with the traveling plans to come to the USA, you know, I didn't know that. I didn't even know if it was God telling me. I'm thinking, is this you, God? Is this me? Is it just my desire to go and see the people? Is it your desire in me? And then he just walked me through it, through praying and just thinking about it. Ideas would come to my head. And then the plan come together. Then I just connected to everyone, the people that I desired to go and see. And it just opened up. You know, I was planning to get my own B&B places or hotel, not to put anything on anyone. I wanted this to be solely from God. And then when I contacted Bambi, I said, oh, is there any hotels nearby? Oh, no, you'll stay with us. Tony's got a man cave that you can have. We'll convert that for you to stay. So that was arranged. And then the same with Sakina. And then also with Nancy and Scott Shemp, I'm going to New Jersey after I first visit, because the first place I'll go is at Bambi's, which I'm really excited about, and Tony's. They'll come and pick me up. That was even arranged. Like, they said, oh, we'll come and get you from Bambi. So I had to, didn't have to think about taxis or coaches or trains or planes. They're going to come and get me, and then I'll go and spend 3 days with them in New Jersey. And again, like I said to Nancy, just let God do things. I said, you don't have to arrange fellowships. If people want to see me, then let them come and see me. If they don't put anything. Just let God work in your heart what you want to do. And if it's just us, then I'm really happy with that. So whatever God decides to do, we just let him walk us through everything. And then so she said, and I said to her, do I stay in the hotel where me and Kim stayed last time? Is that a good place to stay, or is there another place I could stay? She said, oh, no, you'll stay with us. So, again, that was provided for me. So God just was making everything easy. And then, like I said, the same for Sakina. And also then it was going to New York. Now, there was no one that I was going to plan to stay with there. I was initially going to go to Tallahassee where Peter is, but God just kind of arranged it that I go to one place in Florida, which is Tampa, and Preet Bains, Sangeet's daughter, and Sandoville, and Johnny Sandoville. When I spoke to Preet about places and locations, she said, oh, you'll stay with us, you know. And I was trying to not stay with them, because I know they got two young kids. I know it's busy when you're a mom and you've got kids and you've got things to do, and I just didn't want to be a burden to anyone. And I expressed this quite a few times to her, and she said, no, you'll stay. So God arranged my place to stay, so I was constrained to stay, and I received it because I knew it was God working. Because I said many times, oh, this is going to be too much for you, and, you know, I don't want to put myself or be a burden. I just want to, this is my desire to see the people. And then God arranged and worked in everybody else's hearts to come to Florida. So it will be like a little bit of a holiday, but it'll also be a time of fellowship and to be together. Ethel's made great efforts as well. She's coming with her and her mum and a couple of her labourers, and they've got an Airbnb. Peter's going to go and be there, and other people are going to be there. FA's going to be there. So lots of people are coming. Kathy Clark has made a lot of effort to come from North Carolina, and she booked her place basically immediately in Florida. So God just arranged and brought everything together, and there was no effort really on my part apart from moving with that inspiration of God, being led by the Spirit of God. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to listen to him. He's speaking today. And when we're so busy doing everything else, you're going to miss that voice, you know. And that's why it is good that we just sit down, we relax with God. We need to give God that time every day. Somewhere in that day, you need to give him some time. No, really, like, you know, just spend time with him. Pour out your heart before him. Pour everything out. Father, you direct me, you know, and he will direct you. He'll put things in your heart. He'll arrange things for you. Somebody else could come in with a very good suggestion, which is godly. That's going to bless your life. And, you know, God wants to bring people into your life, but sometimes we get so personalized where we don't want anybody else in. But sometimes when if we're walking with God, there just might be someone that God wants to bring in that's going to be such a blessing in your life. That's going to help you. That's going to encourage you. And you want to thank God for those people that are in your life that are doing that, because it's God working that. You know, and you can shut that out and you could turn it away because you may not like the look of the person, or you might think their attitude's not how you like it, or they don't seem to be your type of person. But when we let God work, God will just open up your eyes and show you his beauty, you know, show you the beauty of someone's heart. And when we spend time with people, that is when you can see their heart. When you live with someone or you work with someone, you get to know them the best and where they're really at. And then you can minister. It's not for the purpose of looking at them negatively. It's for the purpose of where can you minister. So my heart, I'm a minister, and you all are on here. And we should be looking to serve and to give. Where can I be a blessing? You got the things in your life, right? You got your homes, you got your houses, you got your food, you got your jobs, you got your work, you got your money. That's fantastic. But it's not just looking after me, Jack. You know, look, me first. No, it's God first. He's going to take care of your needs because you're putting him first. But it's about service. And it's about opening up your heart as well as your home, as well as your time. and given time, not just when it's convenient for you. There's a lot of things that are not convenient for me, but because I know God wants me to do something, I will actually do it. So when we are freely available, not just on my time schedule, but on God's time schedule, that's when God's going to do his best work. You know, because I'm thinking, well, there's something I really want to do here, but then God wants me to do that. What's the best thing to do? Well, no, I need more time with my family. But God really wants you to go there because of your giving, he can bless your family. He can bless the choices that you're making. So for me, God is first. For me, receiving the sound, heavenly words, and doing it. This is all about doing, guys. Put into practice what really is being encouraging here. I'm not saying no one isn't, but you know in your heart what you are practicing, and you know what you're not practicing, and God's given you a free will choice, so he's not going to make you do anything. He wants you to respond in love. He wants you to express his heart, just like Jason expressed his heart because he knew it was the birth of the church celebration. And for Jason, he wanted to show that. And the way that he could show that was by putting on the suit. That was an external manifestation, as well as his expression of faith by speaking. So, you know, what's in your heart will, you know, show on your face, and it will show up in your life. Attitudes is very important. I think being thankful and being grateful for what we got, even sometimes our situations are unfavorable. When they are unfavorable, don't sit there and sulk. You know, sit there and thank God that you are where you are and that he's going to make it better, that he's got a perfect way in your situation. And staying close, this connection is very good. You know, if you stay outside too long, you're going to get cold, right? You know, if you've ever been outside and the weather's, you know, it's getting darker, it's getting a little bit cold, what do? You go in and get your coat on, you know, if you're still outside chatting to people, or you're enjoying your garden, you know, with your food and your fellowship with people or with one another. You know, you want to warm up. So dress for each occasion in your heart and your mind. Be ready. Be ready. Like God has made you ready. He's given you the spiritual ability. He's given you his wisdom from the words. And as we just do the thing God puts in our heart, you know, you'll become more bolder. You won't worry about what people think about you. You'll just do what God puts in your heart, you know. And God is always looking for us to be great encouragers, to speak great words. Danny, you shared a fantastic sharing that blessed me. And, you know, like from this morning, we was talking also about it's important to speak good. Number one, about yourself. If you're speaking bad, it's because you're thinking it. You know, so when we renew our minds, you know, that transforming, being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing, it's a continuous renewing. We're practicing keeping our minds focused and strong. We can see things with our physical eyes, right? We can see bad points in each other. We can see negative points in each other. And then what's the tendency? We'll speak about it. Oh, yeah, that person really got up my nose there. I do it at times. We all do it at times, right? But this is where we're practicing our faith. Like, no, I'm not going to speak bad about this person. I'm going to speak good words. This person is doing fantastic. This person is amazing. And you can do anything you want to do. All it takes is dedication to God. Focus with God. Focus on what you're doing. Not being distracted by it. Because I'm telling you, when God gives you something to do, there'll be distractions there. So that you don't accomplish the things God wants you to do. Because it's bringing about God's plan and purposes. Splitfoot doesn't want you to bring about God's plans and purposes, but God's equipped us with power. We're to live in the demonstration of the Spirit of God and in power, not just knowledge. It's about the power, it's about exercising it, it's about putting it to work. So we can see the conditioning of one another. You can see just how good I am in my practice and faith by what I'm doing, what I'm speaking, and what's being manifested in my life. I can see how much your conditioning is and where you've been and what you're doing through what's coming out of your mouth and what's manifesting in your life. Just like on fight night last night, you had Tyson Fury, you had Oleksandr Usyk. Who was the most focused? Who was the most dedicated? Who wanted that title more than anything else? It was a worldly thing, but there's a great spiritual lesson in it. Who wanted it the most? Who had the right people around them? Because if you've got the wrong people, you can have people around you that feed your ego. Oh, you done, you know, yes men, we call it. Oh, yes, you've done really great, well done, you know. There's a difference between saying that and speaking and believing what you're saying to someone. No, I always encourage people that you're doing amazing, because it's true. They're doing amazing. I'm not looking at them after the flesh. If you look at me after the flesh, you're doing crap, Lawrence. Right? In that area, you need to sharpen up. But why do I want to focus on what I already know? Why do you want to point that? Why don't you point out my good points? It's just an example. And so we don't want to point out each other's faults, but we want to point out each other's good things. And those faults will just fall off. Because when someone realizes that they're valued and they're loved and they're being encouraged, they won't want to do the negative things. They want to change how they speak. They want to change who's in their circle. This is so important. Like God just keeps emphasizing it in my heart over these last few weeks. Check your circle. Are people adding to your life, or are they subtracting to your life? Are they speaking good words? When they go home and close their doors, what do you think they'd be speaking about you? Would it be good words? But we don't want to be Sunday Christians, you know, where you put on your best stuff, you go to the church, and that's not a knock on you, right? But you put on your best suit, you go to church, you look the part, you act the part, and you go home, and then all the negatives are there in your life. Because that shows up. It shows up in your results. It shows up in your, when things are going on in your life, it'll show out for you. So we want to, how we are here now, how I am here now is how I am on my in when I'm in my home, when I got people coming around. I like to laugh and joke as well. I think medicine is like, that is like a medicine, making people happy, having a bit of fun, you know, keeping it real as well. Like, so people want to laugh, people want to have a bit of fun. And it's learning the balance in that, you know, so I'm learning the balance in that. But it's great, like, make people happy. I don't want to be around sour pussies, always negative, always got something negative to say. I used to do that all the time years ago. But I'm learning to enjoy this life. We've only got one life in this life, and it's supposed to be lived unto God. And God wants you to enjoy it. And if people are not for you or whatever, let them go. They're not supposed to be in your circle then, are they? But you say, God, now you bring those people into my circle. And if you're on your own, or if it's just like a couple together, this is your time to practice these things and get strong in them with God. Like, really focus in with God. If you want to be a winner in the things that you're doing, it does take dedication. It does take a focus. If you want big muscles like Jack, you know, he doesn't get them from eating baked beans all the day. He goes to the gym. He works out. He pumps his muscles. He's up at 5 or 6 o'clock going to the gym. And I'm like, fair play to you, mate. You can work out. I'm going to do my workout in my dreams. I'm not getting up at 6 o'clock in the woods. I don't really want big muscles. You know what I mean? I had them once when I was younger, and they're gone now. But the point is, whatever you want, give it your 100%. If you want God first, if you want to see the manifested blessings, you've got to give him 100%. And I'm talking in this manner because we are leaders on here, right? Every believer is a potential leader if they walk in the gifting and calling of God that he's put in them. But what happens is the distraction comes. Other people come in. Other people's words come in that sound good, but they're not good. You know? And like with this Tyson and Usyk, they were both talking the talk. In fact, this Usyk was pretty quiet, very respectful. And he would take every negative they were talking to him on the chin. And he just said to Tyson, he said, I will not, don't worry, my friend, I will not leave you alone all night. In other words, I'm gunning for you, I'm going to get you. And this is what I say to the Satan as well. Don't worry, my friend, I won't leave you alone, because I'm going to stay with my God. I'm going to let him lead me. I'm going to speak the heavenly words. I'm going to do what God puts in my heart. And, you know, Usyk had a couple of bad rounds as well, but it didn't stop him from continuing. It made him more determined. If you have a bad day, be more determined that you're not going to stay in that bad day, that you're going to get back up on top of the fight, right? If it, you know, like Usyk, he got back up on top of the fight, nearly knocked Tyson out in the ninth round. Referee intervened, gave Tyson a bit of grace, and he's seen it through to the end, but he became victorious. And he triumphed, you know, they gave it a split decision. But really, like, this guy was, because he's so dedicated, he is an elite boxer. He's a pound for pound best in the world. And so it's a great example. You can take things that are in this world and turn around and learn the spiritual lessons from them. And God can really show you many wonderful things. So what I would encourage you, be blessed. I'm looking forward to this trip to the USA. A bit sad that I'm going to be coming on my own. I would have liked Kim to have come with me. But obviously we got the dogs and she wanted to stay back with the dogs. And she's planning for our holiday in Spain as well. I'm going to miss everyone back here. But I know people stay connected. And it's great that we can do that. So you can stay connected on my travels. I look forward to speaking with you and showing and saying what God's doing. But it's going to be a great time. Everything is successful. Everything is blessed. Everything is prospering with me and with you. And again, if you really want to see the things, you've got to get focused and you've got to have the right conditioning. You've got to have the right environment. Ask God to create that for you. You create it with God. You know, it's like other people create their environments with the wrong people, with the wrong choices, thinking it's great, you know, but at the end of the day, they always end up on their own. But with God, you're never alone. With God, he's always with you. He's always got the door for you to walk through. He's always got the victory for you. He's always got the direction and the vision and the encouragement. So this is what I really wanted to share for now.